anything that the first timers have on their mind?
Well, there's a question up there about fatigue.
Yeah, so.
Three things that contribute to fatigue, which is often a significant problem in kids and young adults with Friedreich's. One is neurologic diseases that affect coordination cause fatigue. Neuromuscular diseases cause fatigue. So fatigue is part of the neuromuscular, you know, spinal cord process that's going on. Number two, sleep disorders. So if somebody is not sleeping well, they will be fatigued, and it's important to investigate that. And third is depression. There was just a study that I think is going to be presented at the meetings, the neurology meetings next week in San Diego, that you know, the most common cause of fatigue in Machado-Joseph's disease, which is one of the dominant ataxias, is depression. Now, admittedly, it's an older patient population, but I think the same still goes for younger people with ataxic disorders. For the purposes of neuromuscular fatigue, CoQ10, by report from many patients taking it, seems to help with fatigue, even if it didn't help that much with ataxia. There are energizing antidepressant drugs that are activating. Amantadine has an anti-fatigue effect. Exercise can help with fatigue. Treating pain. If somebody's having a lot of pain and spasm, get rid of the pain, they'll have a lot more energy. So there are a variety of things you can do, as well as investigating sleep and mood, that can boost people's energy levels.